Of course, the poor king is in a hell of a box. His throat is there all the time.
Yeah, I feel sorry.
There's a lot more he can do than what he's been doing.
I feel sorry for him, although I thought he sent us kind of a mean wires on us, sir.
Yes, I feel sorry for him.
I felt sorry for him, but I lost a little of my sympathy with his reply to my wire there the night asking him to...
Yeah. Yes, well,
You saw my wire and his reply, didn't you?
No, I did not see.
Well, when they sent the wire, they told Israel that this was disastrous.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty strong, and I cut out a word or two of their mean wire to them, and I said that we wire in Jordan to tell them, watch these terrorist activities. They said, no. I said, why not? Well, they didn't, this and that. I said, well, let's just send them both a wire. If you're going to wire one of them, let's send them both a wire. So they sent a wire, and Eshkol came back with two pages and said they were bombing his kids, and they were doing all these other things, and everything's provocative, and he didn't justify what he'd done, but he at least explained what motivated him.
Yeah.
And was pretty reasoning to me, and the goddamn king wired me back and said, go to hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Arabs are impossible down here. I have to have the patience of a saint to deal with them. And you always keep referring to our domestic events, and I have to slap them down. Terribly emotional
body. He's the only man I know who's got as mean a tight assignment as I have, and I don't know how you do it as well as you do. I just honestly don't. But I sure as hell want to be careful and not to run out on little Israel because they haven't got many friends in the world.
And
they're in about the same shape I am. And the closer I got, I face adversity, the closer I get to them.
Yeah.
Because I got a bunch of Arabs after me, about 100 million of them, and they're just 2 million of us. So I can understand them a little bit, and there's nobody fussing at me, nobody raising hell with me, nobody, not one human's calling me about it. My State Department sometimes, I just want to be damn sure that I don't wind up here getting in the shape Eisenhower did, where I want to put sanctions on them.
Yeah, well, we're never going to put sanctions.
The only people they got in the world that they got faith in, I think, is me and you. And I down there at the ranch, I looked at them, and they don't know when they're going to be run over. They don't know when they're going to die. They don't know when goddamn Russians are going to come in there. They don't know anything. And the only thing they got is a little hope and a prayer and a wing for me, if my heart keeps beating, and I don't want him to look back and say, well, he got the limber tail, and he ran, and so forth. Now, I've been hard and tough with them. I haven't given them their phantoms, and I haven't done this or that, but I'm damn sure going to give them to them, because I want the Russians to quit arming and agree to file up there with y'all what they do arm, and they cut back on their ABM, and if they're not going to do any of it, and they're going to continue to pour arms in there, I'm going to make them take the consequences of their actions, and I'm going to stick it up Israel's bottom just as much as I got.
Amen to that.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Well,
I didn't tell them that. I just told them that I wasn't going to be responsible, but that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
I said, you don't need to worry. If they keep arming them, I'm not going to let you just stay there and get eaten up like a little boy that calf is playing with, and his daddy walked out and saw him and caught him. And he said, Papa, you're just going to stay there and let the calf eat me up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're absolutely a thousand.